And fifth parak of Kesef, fifth mission. Hey, Rabbi Yechen, I'm going to a deaf, mute person whose father married her off, she needs to get a get. Yeah. Okay. So, since we don't need her das for the get, and her husband, her father could accept the get. Aktana bas Yisrael, she needs the coin, she has betruma. Aktana was a bas Yisrael. She married a kohen, she could eat truma. The question is, why could she eat truma? The marriage is only a derabbanan, because we're talking about a ketana who doesn't have a father. So it's talking about truma derabbanan. So since the marriage is derabbanan, the truma is derabbanan, it's acceptable. The meisa baila yosh, if she died, her husband can inherit her. Al morish ha gozel shabana bebirish yidol is domav. The person stole a beam and he built it into a house, so we don't require him to take apart his house to return it. This is called the Takonas Hashovim. To make it easier for people to tshuva for stealing things, we just say that if it's too complicated to return the thing itself, we just pay the money. Someone stole a koven. He stole an animal and he brought it as a koven. Chatas, if it's not public knowledge that it was stolen, it works. Why? Because also tikkun olam. Because if they would paskin that it's chatas, which is a stolen korban, is not mechaper, the kohanim would feel uncomfortable bringing korbanas. They're not sure. They'll be nervous. Maybe it was stolen, not stolen. So they made a takona. Hefke bezen hefke. If they stole and a behemoth, he made it into a chatas, it's a kosher korban.